Have you ever wondered why some banks offer promotional savings rates that come crashing down after a few months? You deserve better. And when you bank with Capital One, that's exactly what you'll get. With a Capital One savings account, you'll get one of the nation's best rates that's not a promotional rate. Plus, you can open an account online in just 5 minutes. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2017 Capital One.
We've had enough of the lies, the sanctimony, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news. We are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. So to every lying member of the media, to every Hollywood phony, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, to the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, to the late-night hosts who think their opinions are the only opinions that matter, to the Joanne Reeds, the Morning Joes, the Mikas, to those who stain honest reporting with partisanship, to those who bring bias and propaganda to CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, your time is running out. The clock starts now.
That's illegal immigrant Luis Bracamontes, charged with murdering two police officers. It's pure evil. President Trump is right. Build the wall. Stop illegal immigration now.
I will break up soon and I will kill more.
Democrats who stand in our way will be complicit in every murder committed by illegal immigrants. President Trump will fix our border and keep our families safe.
I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing. Feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'm brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Oh, 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 of the red, white.
against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. Can run on for a long time.
You are listening to Real World Witness with Chrissy
and Douglas,
watching history unfold while shining a light on truth, justice,
and exposing those who wish to crush it.
Cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
As a candidate for president, I promised that my administration would fight every day for American workers. Years of unfair trade have hammered American families and plundered American wealth. It's been absolutely terrible for our country. We turned a blind eye while other nations targeted our industries and ransacked our factories. They took advantage of our country. They took advantage of our people. Over the last two decades, the United States racked up $12.5 trillion trade deficits in goods and watched nearly one-third of our manufacturing jobs disappear or go to other countries. We financed the rise of other countries at the expense of our own middle-class people. Yet our leaders in Washington did absolutely nothing. They allowed other countries to cheat, to break the rules, and to steal our jobs with impunity. Politicians responded to economic aggression with economic surrender. Not anymore. It's not going to happen. We're standing up for our families, our factory workers, and our way of life. My administration hears your voice and has your back. After a thorough investigation, my administration documented China's unfair trade practices, including forced technology transfers. As a result of this investigation, we're taking concrete actions to stop this abuse, including proposing tariffs on select imports designed to save our industries for the future. We have no other choice. We'll get along with China. They'll be friends of ours, but they just can't take advantage of us any longer. We will have a great relationship with China, but it will be a fair relationship, not like it was. We will also no longer tolerate unfair and non-reciprocal trading practices, not only with China, but with anyone. And my administration will use all available authorities to protect our great farmers. We love our farmers. We're going to take care of our farmers. We want fair and reciprocal trade, where countries open their markets in equal measure and all sides play by the rules. And that hasn't been happening in the past. What we won't tolerate are one-sided deals where we open our markets while other countries close theirs. Only by standing up for ourselves can we end the abuse, restore our prosperity, and reclaim our economic independence. We're going to make America wealthy again, not only great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
All right, welcome to Real World Witness. My name is Chrissy. I am your host. I'm here with my co-host, Doug. Hi, Doug.
Hello, young lady. How are you today?
Oh, I'm hanging in there after a rough night. A fun night, but I'm having a rough morning. But anyway, I just wanted to play. That was President Trump's weekly address that he just posted. I guess it was yesterday or Friday. I think it was Friday he posted that. It kind of, talks about. The trade and everything that he's doing to kind of stabilize our trade agreements with other countries. And I really just wanted to play that, even though our show is mainly about the Syria strikes and the Inspector General report. So why don't we get into it? I mean, okay, so basically what happened was, obviously everybody knows that, what was it, 10 days ago or so, there was the Syrian chemical attack, killing, women and children in Syria. And President Trump had been saying that, he was looking at all options were on the table. He was talking to his generals and this and that, and ends up doing some airstrikes. And they were limited. Let's see, it was a limited limited target strikes. Two B-1 bombers dropped 19 cruise missiles, and looks like they hit three different targets. One of the targets was Scientific Research Center in Damascus, which is a military facility where they were researching, developing, producing, and testing chemical and biological warfare. The second location was a storage facility which was west of Homs and north of the Damascus facility, which is believed to be a primary location for the production of sarin chemical weapons. And then the third target was the command post next to Homs storage facility that contained chemical weapons, equipment storage, and was an important command post. So that's what they targeted. Basically, everybody is up in arms. I mean, I was a little bit upset when I heard that he, you know, was ordered the strikes, because I was like, oh my God, you know, I don't want to get into another war. I mean, what were your thoughts on the whole thing? I mean, you have oodles of experience with all these kind of combat issues. So what were your thoughts on the whole thing, Doug?
Well, I go back to the first Gulf War when, you know, prior to that, when Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons to gas the Kurds up in the northern region of Iraq.
Mm.
And he, that in itself was a reason for America to get involved and do something. And we did it nothing. We sat idle, basically, through all that. And eventually
right.
along came the storm. We knew we had the weapons. You know, then we had that war. Then we had the Operation Iraqi Freedom War. Okay, well, this is the exact, basically the same scenario, okay? So we got a guy here that's gassing and killing his own people, those that are trying to uprise against his, it'd be no different than, you know, let's say conservatives and Republicans that are uprising against the liberals, or when we were uprising against Obama's administration, being decent about
right.
it, but yet angry, and then they turn around and gas us, okay? That same
right.
thing happened there. So back during the Obama administration, when they did this the first time, it was horrible, okay? I mean, it was just,
yeah.
it doesn't get any worse than this, all right? And Obama draws this red line in the sand and basically says, if you do this again, that's it. You know, we're coming in there and we're kicking your butt. And
right.
they did it again. And he didn't do a damn thing about it. All right.
Of course.
During all of this, the liberals and Democrats stay quiet. Okay, now we have Trump come into office. And once again, they do it. And Trump, first, you know, what was it, a week, takes no action.
Yeah.
Liberals and Democrats are screaming and all up in arms that something should be done about this, that we can't sit idle anymore, okay? So he didn't take a knee-jerk action. He met with all of his military leadership and his
mm-hmm.
Secretary of Defense to determine what is the best way we can do this and not kill, do the same thing they did, basically, which is kill
right.
innocent people and have collateral damage of that sort. And so they came out with an excellent plan, I felt, although
yeah.
I will say I don't think it went far enough, and I will explain that later. But basically, they did it in the middle of the night when there was nobody at the facilities. They destroyed the
mm-hmm.
chemical weapons facilities. They destroyed some of the airfields to where aircraft couldn't be used to go launch these attacks anymore. And that was it. Okay? So
right.
then the Democrats and liberals go off the rails. How could he possibly do this? How can you do this? How can you, you know, here we are being dragged into another war again. All right. And then one thing that I find very interesting is that I immediately, when this hit the news, I was probably one of the first YouTubers to get a video out discussing this attack. And
mm-hmm.
I was amazed at the amount of liberals and Democrats that started physically attacking me for siding with this attack, and saying, you know, how does this justify what he did? And I'm going, have you not seen the photographs and the videos
right.
of these women, children dying of a gas attack? How can you, you know? And so I tried to
yeah.
explain it to one of them, and this is how I will explain it to everybody, okay? When they say that, you know, why are we always the policeman? Why are we always the one going
right,
into
right.
other countries doing things, okay? So here's my philosophy on that. Just imagine that you go to a park, any park in America, okay? So you're out there, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful day, and you're in the park, and, you know, and there's a pretty little pond in the park, and kids playing and having a good time, and, you know, and you see this little old lady and her grandkids sitting on a park bench, feeding the ducks, okay? And
okay.
and you're thinking, oh, wow, that's so cute. Look at that, all right? And then all of a sudden, this horrible gang arrives, okay? Pick any gang in America. But a gang arrives and just starts wailing the living hell out of this grandmother and her grandkids, okay? A, you're going to be in shock. Oh, my God, look what they're doing.
Right.
B, there's plenty of those for you to get involved with, so what are you going to do? But then,
right.
luckily, there happens to be a bus driving by with a bunch of MMA fighters on their way to a convention. They get off the bus and run over there, but they stop and they watch too. And nobody does nothing. Nobody calls 911. Nobody that is capable of stopping them jumps in there and does anything to stop it. Well, in this
right.
scenario, the MMA happens to be the United States of America and our military force, and the people that are beating up this poor grandma and this kid and eventually going to kill them if they're not stopped happens to be this regime in Syria, okay? So
right.
we did the right thing. We can't sit back and watch women and children be slaughtered by some sick and twisted evil person like Saddam was, for instance, over in Iraq. So I'm all for what we did, but if I was president of the United States, or if I was one of the commander-in-chiefs over there, or one of the military leadership advising the president,
mm-hmm.
I would have said, you don't stop there. You make this strike so strong that you take out the leadership of this regime. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we're saying we're not going to do a regime change? BS. It has to be done because he's going to continue to do it again. And until he is decapitated, this will never stop. Just like after Desert Storm, we went in, we
right.
ran them out of Kuwait, and we stopped the mission. Then we had to go back years later in Operation Iraqi Freedom and fight this guy all over again, and so many people died. So I'm happy that we took action. I believe that we should have taken action, but we did not do what needed to be done to finish this so we don't keep dragging out for years and years and years. Bring this guy to justice or decapitate him and be done with it. And Russia's not going to get Russia. Their military is so depleted, it's ridiculous. They do have nuclear weapons.
Well, I know that's what I was going to say.
Over here, I doubt it very soon. So that's my take.
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, I see what you're saying. I do. And I think that part of the plan of all of this is to eventually get to take Assad out. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, McMaster was pressuring Trump for months and months to start this war in Syria. The first time, during the first time, you know, the first attack where he ended up, Trump ended up just taking out the airstrip, right? The abandoned military
right.
airstrip base. And then he stopped, and, you know, and then McMaster kept bugging him, but, you know, that's what they wanted. Now, the other angle to all of this, and the reason that there is, I think, such controversy over the whole thing is because, you know, the controversy is that basically, was this a false flag situation? I mean, you know, the McCain situation, there's the McCain angle to this. This is where I was going. You know, in 2013, you know, it was HRC, McCain, I think was it Kerry? Anyway, they went to Congress and they were trying to convince Congress that there were these, like, moderate rebels in Syria that we needed to arm. And turns out, you know, of course, Congress said, no, we're not doing that. And then what happened? Hillary went, you know, did the backdoor thing and ended up sending weapons through, I think it was Turkey, that ended up into Syria, that ended up arming, and that's how ISIS arose from that, okay? So you have that, and you know that there are these rebels that are still in Syria. There was question with regards to the first attack that just recently happened in Syria, the last chemical attack before this one, and the fact that, you know, was it a false flag? Did they stage this? Are they trying to, they're basically trying to egg Trump into a war. Now, McMaster, he is involved with, obviously, he's got massive connection to Soros. He's a Soros guy. You know, thankfully, thank God, McMaster is out of the White House. But McCain is still in play. You know, who knows what the hell Obama's doing. I mean, Valerie Jarrett, you know, is running the show in his little bunker 2 miles from the White House. So wherever Obama is, because he's been MIA for the last, like, month or so, pretty much. But you know, and then you got Hillary Clinton. I mean, these people are weighing in on all of this stuff of what's going on. And so, you know, there's especially so funny because Alex Jones went ballistic, I guess. I mean, I didn't actually hear everything that he said, but I guess he went crazy. He's pissed at the president. He feels like the president shouldn't have done anything, that this was a false flag, that we're going to end up in a huge war again. I think that you're right in the sense of we need to take out Assad and go that extra mile. But I don't think Trump has sold out. You know, people have been saying that, oh, now he's into the deep state, but, he, you know, he's working. He gave in to the deep state by striking Syria, that, you know, we're going to have this big, long war, which is, you know, military-industrial complex has been doing forever, like at least the past 30, 35 years. And the fact of the matter is that you're right. I mean, he had to respond to the attack, whether it was a false flag or not. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. The other interesting thing about it is that QAnon came and posted right after it, on March 13th. And he said, and it said here, trust POTUS, Sparrow Red, which equals missiles only. Intel was good, meaning regarding chemical attacks, the fact that Assad had the chemical weapon plants and the storage facilities, which were targeted. And then Iran is next. I think they would also send a message to Iran and to Putin because, you know, Putin is part of this whole thing too, in the sense of, you know, like you said, you know, supposedly he's going to attack us. I mean, now there was something that came out just, I think I saw it earlier today, just briefly, that, you know, that Putin is now, you know, supposedly threatening to attack us because of the what we just did. But, you know, I don't know what to think about that. I mean, you would know more about Putin's capabilities than I would. I have no clue. I mean, Trump has said that. Yeah, because Trump has said, he said that, you know, Putin needs us to help rebuild his stuff. You know what I mean? So
his economy is tanked. His military has not been upgraded in eons. Literally, they have their navy as a rusting hulk in graveyards. Most of their aircraft are put away in storage in graveyards. They're just his military basically is just it'd be like us taking on San Salvador. Okay, it's
right.
The only thing he's got in his favor is nuclear weapons, and to think that he would lob nuclear weapons at us, which would be the end of the world because we would do the same thing in retaliation, is just not even.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to happen. So attacking us with his military would be a complete and total utter destruction of them because they know it.
Right.
Have the capability to take on America. No country on planet Earth has the military power that we have. And that's even after 8 years of Obama destroying our military. We still have a stronger and better capability than anyone else.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. I mean, you know, it's very difficult for people, just everyday people out here, civilians, to understand just exactly how amazing our military is. I mean, we always, you know, talk about, obviously, you know, the men and women, you guys that have gone over there and fought for our country and everything like that. But the leaders of these countries, they know that we are it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So my thought is, I mean, the nuclear thing, you know, I got to be honest. I mean, it does scare me, but I think you're right. I don't think that he would take that. I mean, it would just be stupid on, you know, anybody's part, really, to be using nuclear weapons. I mean, I wish that we could just get rid of them. It's so ridiculous that we even have them in existence at this juncture. But, you know, what
are
you going to do?
Well, you know, Alex Jones, I like Alex Jones, okay? I follow Alex Jones. A lot of what he says I agree with, all right? But one of my followers on YouTube yesterday made a statement saying that, you know, look, Doug, even Alex Jones is against what Trump did. And I had to remind them that, you know what, not everybody is in favor of what any side does, all right? And
right.
Alex Jones, although I like him and he's a good guy, he also believes that the moon landing was fake. All right, so and he never served in the military. Okay, so you know you have to take things in perspective. And here's something I will share with all the listeners. I have two personal friends that I served in the United States military with that are still in the United States military. That are in special operations units, and I'll leave it at that. And they have physically been on the ground in that area for quite some time now, several months. And I know from them what took place, and it's not a false flag, and it actually did happen, and he actually did use chemical weapons and gas and kill these people. So I used to be in a position where I would take a bullet for these guys, and they would for me too, because we served together in the United States military. So I believe what they're sharing, and that is from people that are physically there, watching what's happening, monitoring what's happening, and then sitting back and getting to watch CNN and MSNBC talk about all this craziness that, you know, and they want to speak out, but they can't. You know, they can't say anything.
Right.
So
it's so difficult.
I just know from a personal from a personal insight of this that it happened, and it's going to happen again because we didn't take him out.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that you're wrong on that one, but I mean, I do think that they need to cut. It's like, you know, cutting the snake of the head. I mean, you have to do that at some point here because, I mean, how many more innocent people need to die? How many more kids? I mean, when you see some of that video footage, it's like, oh, my God. Like, I can't even watch it all. I get so upset, you know. I mean, these poor kids gasping for air. I mean, what do you – I mean, have you ever, like, had a horrible, you know, moment where you couldn't catch your breath? I mean, can you just imagine? I mean, these little kids, they don't – you know, they don't deserve that. None of these innocent people deserve that. And – and so, you know, and as far as Alex goes, it was really funny because, you know, Dr. Corsi, he talked about a little bit of it on, I guess it was, well, it was, he did a little bit yesterday, but, the one that I saw was on, Friday night or something anyway, but he was saying, you know, people were asking him, well, you know, Alex is saying, you know, that it's a false flag, and Dr. Corsi, he writes for InfoWars, and he's, you know, works with Alex, and he says, well, listen, you know, this is the thing, we can agree to disagree on something like this. He said that Corsi trusts what QAnon said and trusts what the president did. And he believed that, you know, it did happen and, you know, and all that. So, I mean, I the thing that bothers me about Alex lately is just that, you know, it's all gloom and doom stuff. Like, he's, you know, he's always so negative, and it's like I understand when your head is in the middle of all of this craziness, you know, like he has to be, you know, because he is a big part of getting the information out there. There's another aspect of this that you have to, you know, really take a step back, take a deep breath, and look at everything on the whole and start looking more to the fact that, you know, what Trump did effectively, you know, I think pushes back what we believe we should do. You know what I mean? Like, to say we are the ones that have to protect everybody, unfortunately. And I hate that to a certain extent, but on the other hand, I'm proud that we can do that. You know what I mean? We're very lucky that we can do that. So I don't know.
People have to keep in mind, the last time and the only time that I know of, the history books will tell you, that America actually performed an action that was horrifying and totally uncalled for, and destroyed and invaded another population of people, was the Indians right here in our own land.
Right.
Then everything we've been involved with was a reaction to their action. At no time in the history book can you say of where we just decided, you know what, we don't like that country over there, and we're going to go over there and take their shit. You know, and but yet, if you listen to some of these people on the left, you would think that we do that all the time. You'd think we did that in Desert Storm, we did it in Operation Iraqi Freedom, we're doing it in Afghanistan, we're doing it in Syria. I mean, they're so uneducated and unwilling to educate themselves on American history and military action that it's just, if I thought too much about it, blood would start shooting out of every pore in my body. It's so crazy what's happening today in society that, you know, look, I actually snapped today, and I'm doing this broadcast in a Speedo with scuba gear on. And so if it's hard to understand what I'm saying, it's because I've got a regulator in my mouth. I mean,
oh, my gosh.
But, you know, it's just, well, yeah, you know, a way of saying just how nuts this is.
Yeah.
I just can't wrap my brain around it, you know. And it doesn't matter. Well, no matter what Trump does, he's wrong as far as they're concerned.
Yeah.
They're going to find a way to turn it and twist it and you know, and I don't understand, you know.
Yeah.
They got a hold of some water that was really tainted or something.
Right. Well, it's very frustrating, and I mean, I get upset. This is the other thing that upsets me, is like, okay, so the IG report came out regarding McCabe. Basically, it just said that he freaking lied under oath multiple times to the IG, to the FBI investigators, with regards to leaking a call information on a call that he did to the Wall Street Journal. I mean, that's basically what it is. But the bottom line here is that Trump is trying to right the ship. Okay, and they don't like that. The mainstream media is just, they will never follow, they'll never accept anything that he does, which, because mainstream media is so against Trump, the majority of the public does not understand what's going on. So all of us out here that are like trying to get the word out, trying to say, hey, listen, you know, he's not, you know, trying to start a major war with Syria. He's not going to, you know, he's not going, we're not going to be there for an extended period of time, you know, and all this. The information doesn't get out. I mean, and now you got Comey with his little book coming out with a Stephanopoulos interview tonight, which is, you know, I mean, the guy, Comey, is a liar. There is no way anybody can think anything that comes out of that man's mouth is credible, especially in the IG report also. I mean, implicates Comey because McCabe was working under Comey, and there was the conflict between McCabe and Comey, and that's, you know, this push and pull back and forth. Both of them lied during this whole investigation, and now the IG is basically saying, hey, listen, this needs to be, there needs to be possible criminal prosecution of both of these people. So, I mean, you know, it's just, but the mainstream media isn't going to tell you that. All they get, all the people that are the main people around, people that don't know what's going on, is that they get, oh, that, you know, Trump is bad, Trump is this, Trump is that. And it's so frustrating because I just feel like until we can get the mainstream media cleaned out, I just don't see how he's ever going to get the real truth out there. I mean, we can do, I mean, unless people are out there online and they're searching for the truth and they're looking for it, they're like, well, this doesn't sound right, and then they take it upon themselves. Or if somebody tries to red pill them and maybe they're going to start looking, that's the only way. Otherwise, it's just always negative, 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 negative. I mean, it's so frustrating, and it's just
it's very difficult to comprehend what's happening, and for the average person to be able to grasp something that's being told of them via any of the news media outlets and walk away with it and take that to the bank as the gospel is it's difficult.
Yeah.
But the problem is most of those people don't take the time to actually research what it is that they're being told. They just accept
right.
it as that's the truth because it came from MSNBC or it came from CNN
right.
or it came from Fox News or it came from Alex Jones or whoever or Doug Ducote
right.
said it on YouTube, so he's got to be telling the truth, you know. And I tell people all the time, don't take my word for it. If I tell you something
yeah.
and I put something out there and you think it's BS, then you do your homework, and then you come back to me, and you prove where I'm wrong. And if you can prove I'm wrong, then I'd be the first to step up and say, you know what, I made a mistake. You managed to find something that I didn't see when I opened my mouth. But
exactly.
that's only happened times in life, and that was because I was very intoxicated and I was young, so we won't go there.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't think we better go there. You know, it's just the whole thing is so – I don't know how President Trump does it, to be honest with you. Like, how in the hell do you keep it – I just – he's just been a miracle worker with what he's done so far, trying to bring this country back and turn it back on and, you know, working with these companies on our trade agreements. I mean, people don't get the fact that that the other countries in the world, not only do they hate us, a lot of countries do hate us. They're jealous of America, and their leadership has been fleecing America for decades. This has been, and our leadership has allowed it to happen, and people don't understand that. And so, you know, he talks about it, and he goes on Twitter, and everybody's always talking about Trump tweeting, and I say, keep tweeting. I have no problem with that. It's the only way that we actually get real truth about what he's saying. I mean, everything else is by the mainstream media is twisted. And, you know, sometimes does he go a little overboard? Yes, I agree. He does. But, you know, you can't tell him. He's going to do what he's going to do. You know what I mean? You just can't stop him from doing from being himself, you know, and I wouldn't want him to at this point. I mean, I just think he's actually been brilliant this last week, because when you think about it, you know, he did what he had to do in Syria. He had to respond. There was just no two ways about it, false flag or not. And then the timing of dropping this IG report is very interesting. I mean, it was totally timed because, you know, Comey's big, I'm calling it the tour of lies that he started with the mainstream media about his book, you know, his crappy book, his multi-million-dollar book deal. You know, you can't believe anything the guy says. And I think it was brilliant that you know, Horowitz, he got, basically Trump got Horowitz to release this report because it does reflect on Comey and McCabe and how they lied. That's all they do is they lie. And so how can you keep take this seriously? And I just keep praying and hoping that.
Yeah, who puts out a book and says, hey, I'm God, believe anything I say, and anything that's going against me, it's because they're trying to ruin my reputation. I mean, this book is about how great he is.
He thinks he's omnipotent, you know. He thinks he's, like, untouchable. Think about it. The whole thing with the Hillary Clinton quote, email investigation, sham of a whatever. I mean, he was already drafting the exoneration letter before he even interviewed her or anybody else on the case. I mean, he made that decision. Loretta Lynch stepped out of the way and just let... So he was really driving the DOJ at that point. I mean, he really was. He was in charge, and he thought that he, you know, could do whatever he wanted, however he had to do it. And that's the kind of mentality that this guy has. And then for him, you know, he's just got such an ego on him. And what's interesting, too, is that having this ID report out there also puts him on notice, though, because – you know, if Comey goes on these interviews and starts spewing his crap, you know, all of his lies, whatever, I mean, you know, it's going to come back and bite him in the ass because eventually...
He's already doing that. The things he said in the book that he said the opposite in testimony in front of Congress.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, he's going to be hating it. I hope he, like, totally forgets everything that he ever said when he testified in front of Congress. And just contradicts everything. Keep going, you know. They're just unbelievable. I mean, if it was you or I that had done even at one iota of the crap that these people have done, we would be disappeared, AKA murdered by the deep state or whoever, or we would be in prison. I mean, it's so frustrating. That these people are still walking around getting multi-million-dollar book deals, you know, and then you got, what's her name, also out there, I can't think of her name right now. Anyway, they all need to be finally indicted. I mean, I'm so sick of hearing, like, we know there is irrefutable evidence for all of these things. And I understand, you know, my feeling is like, okay, so, you know, Mueller has tried to get evidence against Trump to get him out. I mean, that's basically it, right? And he failed on that. So the next step is, you know, what is he going to do? I mean, he's already violated everything by doing the FBI raid, which was ridiculous. He violated the client attorney privilege because, you know, of all the documents that he seized. I mean, they seized bank accounts. They seized, you know, all kinds of stuff that they're now mulling through. They basically are acting like the KGB, for God's sakes, that, you know, doing whatever they want, way beyond the scope of what the Russia collusion thing was supposed to be. And so now that he's failed on this, are we going to, what else can we do to get him out? I mean, that whole thing needs to stop too. I mean,
well, it goes back to Jeff Sessions. We got to get rid of Jeff Sessions to get somebody in there that's going to operate the Department of Justice the way it's supposed to be operated and not give in to these, you know, far left liberal nut jobs. And until we can do that, well, let him just attempt to try and take down the president. And if the president is not careful, they're going to drag this out to November, which is what they want to do. November.
Well, I don't think they're gonna make that. I don't think they're gonna make that. Well, the other thing the other issue too is that you know, Rod Rosenstein, I think, is gonna be coming up next too, because he's been basically covering, or I don't know if covering for Mueller is a good way of putting it. Protecting Mueller, I guess, is a better way of putting it. On this whole thing, and, you know, he is the one that's not releasing all the documents that the House Intel Committee wants, right? They're saying there's possibly about a million documents that they've been waiting for over a year and they haven't got. And then some of the stuff that Rosenstein did release, like the other day, was redacted. Some of it was redacted, even though it was not supposed to be redacted. And so now the interesting development was that Ezra Asa Watnick has been now placed in the DOJ as National Security Advisor to AG Sessions, I think is what his title is. I don't know if I'm right on that, but I think so. He is a former Senior Director for Intelligence Programs for U.S. National Security Council. Now, he was one of General Flynn's hires, okay, when General Flynn was originally on, and then he was fired by McMaster after they got Flynn out of there and they put McMaster in there. And so now this guy is back. And so he is there, I think, and some other people have said this too, is that they believe that he's in there to watch Rod Rosenstein, because Rod Rosenstein, you know, like I said, has been protecting Mueller, is trying to cover for Mueller. And so word is that it's a possibility Rod Rosenstein is going to be out next week, within the next week, 1 to 2 weeks, because this guy is now over that, over the intel stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think that might just kind of move things more forward in getting a second special counsel appointed, right? Because in order to investigate, or I should say bring charges against Comey and McCabe, and then also Rod Rosenstein. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. I don't know. I mean, there's different. It's like a 4D chess game that Trump is playing, and he's got all these moving parts to it in so many different things. But if that is the case, it's going to be. I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts on all of that? I mean, I think it could work if it works.
I would. I don't know if I'd prefer to be, just have a little bit of insight as to what goes on in the man's mind, or if I'd like to be a part of the administration so that I could physically say something and or be a part of whatever's going on. So
yeah.
Just to be able to have a magic wand and be able to see into his brain. But talk about a chess game. I mean, and to him, you know, with everything that's happening, it's almost like he relishes in this. It's almost like he enjoyed this disastrous obstacle course that he's having to navigate.
An obstacle course. It's the worst obstacle course.
It really does seem like he's trying to, get through something that you just normal people can't get through. And
it's true,
he likes it. And it's almost like he really enjoys this.
Well, I think it's a challenge for him.
Let's talk for a quick moment about the upcoming rallies in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. So the Mother of All Rally is coming up September 8th in D.C. And also, actually, in July, we're doing – MAGA One Radio is doing one, actually. We're doing a March for Our Rights, which is basically for the Constitution. So we're asking people, it's July 7th, we're asking people to join us. I mean, the idea is that we have got to start showing our numbers. I mean, our patriots need to get out there. And, I mean, I'm really excited to go in September. I think I'm going to go July. I hope so. I know, you're going to go in September, too. And I think it's going to be epic. And we need to be out there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to be surrounded by other people that think the way we do. We're also going to be, I'm sure, surrounded by a small percentage of people that think like we do not think.
Yeah.
Which will be fun. you know, can Doug control his himself not make fun of him, which causes one of them to do something stupid, and, you know, and it's all out of control. And
oh, Lord, help us.
Yeah, no, everybody needs to come out for that. Everybody needs to be, you know, and not just in Washington, D.C., but all across the country, you know.
Yeah.
Conservatives and Republicans trying to hold rallies and marches in state capitals. And, you know, research that and look it up. And when you find where it's at in your area, go there, you know. Show up in numbers.
Yeah.
If the liberals and Democrats can do that, there's no reason why we can't do it.
Exactly. And there's a MAGA meetup that's actually also happening in North Carolina. Actually, Peter Boykin, he is the co-founder, one of the co-founders of MAGA One Radio, and he's running for his District 58. He's running for North Carolina House District 58, and he's going to be there, obviously. But there is a GoFundMe account, and, you know, people were always the thing is, that's very interesting, is that Democrats, anybody had the cause and you're a Democrat, they go and they give money no matter what it is. But conservatives, on the other hand, you know, you ask them for money and they're like, well, what are you trying to make money on? We're not trying to make money on anything. The idea is that in order to have the rally, you have to get permits, you have to get security, there's cost that goes with it. And right now we are just starting out MAGA One Radio. So, you know, we don't have the massive funds that, you know, but the idea is that people that are running for office and people that that conservatives need to support, that's why. It's because, you know, it's very important to do that. So anyway, I guess Peter got a little bit some flack for doing the GoFundMe for the rally for MAGA. It's MAGA meetup in North Carolina. But, I mean, you know, listen, we all just need to do what we can in order to get our numbers out there and get us out there. Because, I mean, Democrats, they've got, you know, freaking Soros and, you know, all of these entertainment, you know, all the actors, whatever, producers, whatever, all these big people with money. That's why they're getting all these people out here. I mean, of course, they hire their protesters. It's not real. But the point is
right.
that's why they're getting, you know, all these the money out. The other thing that was very interesting, somebody tweeted me yesterday. It was a billboard that said impeach Trump, and I don't know where this billboard was. Somebody took a picture of it and sent it to me, and I'm like, you know, I mean, I would love to get conservatives to you know, anybody that's got deep pockets that is willing to start getting billboards out there, you know, to show some of our, you know, some maybe just facts, you know, hey, facts. Blah, blah, blah. This is, you know what I mean? Like, to get stuff out there. I don't know. It just really irritates me that they're getting billboards out there and all this other stuff. And what are we doing? I mean, we can all sit here and talk as long as we want, but I mean, you know, we have to start reaching the masses, the people that are not awake, the people that don't know what the heck's going on. And so I don't know. We need to come up with some kind of a plan to do that. I mean, you know, it's so frustrating on that. As far as that goes,
well, I guess the best thing is just, you know, if somebody does something like that, puts together any type of a GoFundMe or something to try and you know, help the cost of these events, which are costly. You know, we don't have the George Soros willing to write the check, so you know, how else are we going to do this? So I would just, you know, ignore their ass and go with it.
Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, because it's all you can do. You know, you cannot, can't just let them affect what we do. And sadly, you know, that happens way too much.
Yeah. It's so frustrating on many levels, but, you know, we just got to keep going on. I mean, the idea is that we just got to keep trying to red pill as many people as possible. I mean, some people, and the funny thing is, you know, I don't know if you listen to, I don't know, do you know who Mark Taylor is, right? Yeah. I don't know if I asked you, but yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I just watched one of his interviews the other day, and, you know, what's interesting is he was like, you know, he said, well, he said that the Lord basically told him, because he was getting frustrated, because try and say something to somebody, and then they just, well, they reviewed it or whatever, and he said, well, the Lord told me, listen, Mark, just treat it like triage. If they're not willing to listen, just move on to the next person, which I thought was very interesting, because, and I needed to hear that, because I get very upset, you know. It's like, you know, these people, I've got really good friends of mine that are just clueless. They're either clueless or they're so far gone on the Democratic side that there's no way that I can even, you know, broach a subject with them. And so I get really upset, because then I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, all this stuff is going on, and I want them to be aware of this stuff, but, you know, they're not listening, or I can't even broach the subject. But when you treat it like that, like a triage thing, that's how we have to do it. And those that are willing to, you know, hopefully you'll say something that will, like, make them think. Even if they don't say anything at the moment, maybe it'll prompt them to go and start researching. And so we have to, like, start treating it that way. And I like that analogy. And so I think that that's really important to get out there for a lot of us out here that get so frustrated. And I think that's, like, my number two word these days, right? Every time I talk to you, I'm like, I'm so frustrated.
How much more frustrating than Chrissy get?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's, like, crazy, but so.
I know. I mean, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And I mean, I think, well, I don't know how you do it. I mean, like, I know people are like, you should do YouTube videos like you're doing, but I'm scared to be honest with you, but I guess I should just not even worry about it and just put it out there and just do it. Like, I don't know how you listen. See, you go and you read all of that stuff. See, I don't think I would. I would just do like a hit and run type situation, you know. I'll post it and then I'm not paying attention to anything that anybody's saying. So I don't know if I could, you know.
A lot of, you know, most YouTubers that they don't read all that stuff. You know, they don't read the comments. And I do from time to time. I don't read all of them. It's impossible. You know, there's thousands and thousands of comments. But, you know, if one sticks out that's very positive, saying some really cool things, I take the time to respond to them. And if one sticks out that's so far left or that's just outright nuts, like, you know, there's some guy recently that came on. This is kind of funny, and it's sick and twisted at the same time. But he claimed, oh, geez, I'd have to go to the thing real quick and tell you what his name is. But anyhow, he claims to be a Dakota. All right, he has the same last name as I do, and I think he said his name was Blaine Dakota or something like that. Somebody, I have no idea who this person is, and they just made it up. I mean, it's real name. It's what they're using on YouTube just because they think it's going to get under my skin. And and he starts telling, you know, making comments like, you know, look, I really hate to say this about my cousin, but for those of you who don't know, he's not all there. He's lost his mind in the war.
Oh, my God, pretty
bad. You know, he has to wear Depends at night to sleep because he pees in the bed. You know, and just starts going into this thing as if all my YouTube people are going to go read that, you know, and it's just, I mean, it's just an example of how disturbed some of these people really are, you know, and so, but to me, in my mind, that's funny, so I will respond back.
I thought it was funny.
Like, you know, look, I'm, you know, too many Tide Pods have been consumed by your, you know, your body, and if you continue to do that, you're going to be farting bubbles. And, you know, you should take a break, you know. And so when I respond like that with humor, trashing this person, then that gets to them. And they come back, and it gets even worse. And today, the latest was, you know, I hope that you commit suicide and you do it live via YouTube so we can all watch. I mean, that's a sick and twisted person, you know. But yet, it just goes to show you how these people are. They are really sick and twisted. And, you know, but they're probably in mom and daddy's basement, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
sucking down Kool-Aid and Tide Pods. And now the new thing is, I don't know if you heard this, this is amazing. The new thing now, they're snorting condoms. Have you heard about that?
What?
Yes, that is the new thing with the youth today, besides eating the Tide Pods, is they take a condom and they snort it up their nostril and bring it out through their mouth.
It's
fun.
Disgusting.
That disgusting or what? Yeah.
And what is the reasoning behind this? Because it looks as asinine as it sounds.
Because they're from another planet and they were brought down here to create planet Earth and destroy it. I mean, who does that? Who eats pods for crying out loud?
I mean, unbelievable.
Google that. That's the new thing they're doing right now. They're snorting condoms.
Oh, my God. I mean, come on. Where are the parents? You people need to start parenting.
The parents are probably going, I should have used a condom.
Oh, I know, right?
I mean, if my kid was snorting condoms and eating Tide Pods, I would think I should have used a condom.
Like, yeah, I think so, too. Well, either that or else the parent is, like, you know, totally showing them how to do all this. I mean, that's the only other option.
That's a possibility.
Like, you know.
Yeah, watch this, son. This is really cool. Show this to your girlfriend.
Oh, my God, I can't even believe it. What in the heck is going on out there? What is going on in this world? It is crazy. Oh, my gosh. Well, I was going to say on Thursday, now there is some other stuff in this IG report that we're going to cover because I'm working on it right. I worked on it a little bit earlier, but it's with regards to the Wiener laptop. So, the Wienergate.
The what?
Call it.
Say it again.
I said there is more to this IG report that actually points to Wienergate, the Wiener laptop.
Yeah,
and I'm working on that because that's going to be really interesting. And, I mean, there's so much going on. It's, like, crazy. But, anyway, I don't know. Anyway, I think that's about it for this show. I mean, do you have anything else that you want to add on this whole Sirius Strikes thing?
Yes, I do. If anyone out there knows what the lottery numbers are for this coming Wednesday in Louisiana, please send me a private message, and I promise I will share the proceeds with you.
Okay, yes, I would like that too. You can let Doug know, and then Doug will call me, and we'll split it three ways. No, just kidding. I know, wouldn't that be great? Oh, my gosh. At least, just think of all the good we could do if we had money, you know, like that. I know. Oh, anyway, I would do like a ton of stuff with it. But anyway, well, I think we'll end this here. We'll be back Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MAGA One Radio, magaoneradio.net. You can reach me. I'm on Twitter at ChrissyUSA1, and I'm also at ChrissyMAGA1. And I'm on Gab now, ChrissyUSA1, but not as often as I should be. And Doug, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, on YouTube, Douglas M. Ducote Sr. On Facebook, American Patriot by the Grace of God. Also, you can follow us on Real World Witness Facebook page. And on Twitter, Douglas Ducote.
All righty, so we will be, we'll see you guys on Thursday. We're out of here. Have a good week, everybody.
This ain't coming from no prophet, just an ordinary man. But when I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall be when we all walk hand in hand. When the last child cries for a cry.
Have you ever wondered why some banks offer promotional savings rates that come crashing down after a few months? You deserve better. And when you bank with Capital One, that's exactly what you'll get. With a Capital One savings account, you'll get one of the nation's best rates that's not a promotional rate. Plus, you can open an account online in just 5 minutes. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2017 Capital One.
Some other banks offer you a promotional savings rate, then they drop it just a few months later. Don't fall for it. Open an account with Capital One and get one of the nation's best savings rates that's not a promotional rate. Plus, you can open an account in just 5 minutes online or at a Capital One cafe. This is Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2017 Capital One.